to Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Masra. We are in the ninth parak, the third Mishnah parak test, Mishnah Gimel. Hinyach banim gedolim uktanim. If he leaves sons who were of age and not yet bar mitzvah, hishpichu gedolim esanechasim, hishpichu leemsa. If those that were adults improved the properties, they improved it for the common estate, including the younger ones. Im amru, ru ma shenich lanu abba. If they would say, however, that see what our father left us, hare anu osim v'ochlin, hishpichu li'atzman. If they would say, see what our father left us, we're going to go and work it, and we're going to do it for ourselves, then they improved the inheritance just for them and not for their siblings. V'chein ha'isha shehishpicha es hanechasim. Similarly, a wife who improves the property value, hishpicha le'emsa, it's for the common estate, it's for all those who are inheriting. However, in a case where im amra, where she says, re'u ma sheniach li bali, see what my husband left me, hareini oseh ve'ocheles, I'm going to go and improve them for my benefit, then hishpicha le'atzma. If that's the case, then she improves it for herself. Paratas, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'achen shehashutfen. If brothers that are partners, shenafal echad mehem, le'umanos, and one of them learns a craft, nafal emsa, then it belongs to everybody. The profits from this craft, from this position of employment, are shared by all the brothers, since the position was granted to him as a representative of the family. Chala v'nisrape. If he got sick and then got better, nisrape misha atzma. He is healed from his own money. And meaning, if he becomes ill through his own negligence, like if he went out in the snow and stayed out there or wouldn't drink in the summer, then he's responsible for his own medical bills. But if he's not to blame, his bills are covered by the estate, as Roger Martinor says. Okay, next part of the Mishnah talks about shushvenus, which are groomsmen gift. It was customary back in the times of the Gemara that a friend of the groom would bring special gifts or food to the wedding and shavu brachos, and celebrate together with the groom. And he was expected to reciprocate at those who did it for him. These gifts are called shushvenus, which those who presented are shushvenim. So the Mishnah explains, ha'achin sha'asu miktasan shushvenus b'chaya av. Brothers, some of whom become these shushvenim during their father's lifetime. Chazra shushvenus chazra li'emsa. When they get repaid by the other shushvenim, then it goes to the common estate. Sha shushvenus nigras v'esin. Because the unwritten agreement to reciprocate by giving gifts at a friend's wedding is collectible in basin, and therefore it goes to the whole pot. Ava hashuleach lechaveru kade yayin v'kade shemen ein nigvin v'basin. However, if one would simply just send a jar of wine or oil to a friend, those aren't collectible in court. Mei shehen gives chesedin, because that's considered act of chesed. So if they're not sent at the time of the wedding, just stam, they're sent whenever, that doesn't count as shushvenus, and as a result of that, they're not collected and based in, and it's just a gift, and the gift is not going to go back to the pot for the inheritance. It's just going to be a gift that was given for the sake of giving a gift.